You know I'm a faggot. That much is true. Well, I'm just a faggot on my knees for you.
Hi, everybody, and welcome to the Hierarchy Podcast. It's a production of the website hierarchyuniversity.com. I'm Sam the Faggot. Today is June 23rd, 2026. Hope everybody's doing well. Before we get started, I'd like to encourage you to join the Hierarchy University Discord. It is free, of course, and we just passed a milestone of 2,000 members on the Discord, so it's growing, continues to grow, and there's all kinds of things to do and learn and enjoy and share, so I encourage everybody to do that. The link is on the website and on my social media, so check it out. Seems like I've been talking a lot about alphahood and manhood these days. It's just been on my mind a lot because of the current state of affairs in the country where I live right now, which is the United States. And as anybody is paying even slight attention to the United States will know that the United States is currently going through a real crisis on many fronts. Thanks to the misbegotten, almost Damien the Omen-esque presidency of Donald Trump, who is currently trying to become some sort of king or dictator of some kind, and people are letting him do this. I don't know, he's destroying a bunch of things in the country and taking away people's rights, and it's kind of horrible. So... but one thing that that's going to happen, obviously, Trump is, going to do whatever he wants to do right now. He thinks he's Nero or something, but, there's been a real crisis, I think, in America, particularly about what makes a real man. Okay. Masculinity's been under assault. The right wing likes to claim that it is the party of real men. Unfortunately, the people that are standing up and proclaiming this are laughable examples of what manhood looks like. I've seen fags that were more masculine than these guys. The real issues has come up again because in full force now because of the race for the Senate seat in Texas in America. The Democratic nominee is James Tallarico. Now, James Tallarico is a Christian. He's a pastor, and he believes in, Christian values for the most part. He's one of these people that really honestly neither party can understand, which is he views his Christian beliefs as his own personal beliefs, and he doesn't think that he should be imposing his beliefs on other people, which is basically the definition of the Constitution of the United States, right? Keep your frankly, for me, like I want them to keep their religious views to themselves, because any Christian who knows their Bible should know that Christians should have nothing to do with the government, or interfere or in politics. But I also want the left to keep their gender nonsense to themselves too. You can do whatever you want, but like, leave me out of it, because I don't want to deal with it. I don't want to have to think about pronouns and whatnot, So I'm kind of, in the middle of all that, I don't really take a side on that, but America right now is, being forced to make a decision about manhood now because the Republicans have taken to social media and media in general to disparage James Tallarico's masculinity because, you know, they're calling him, you know, soy boy and nonsense like that. And low T Tallarico and, you know, Talafrico. It exists because of Donald Trump. Okay. Donald Trump famously, when he started running for president, started calling people little names that like children in a grade school playground would call each other, you know. But that was a 70 some odd year old man in a diaper, you know, calling people names, little childish names. And he kind of opened the floodgates for this kind of insulting culture. You know, he would make fun of crippled people and he would, you know, do things like, you know, call women ugly and fat and whatever. Piggy is a recent example. So they're calling, the Republicans are now calling James Tallarico, low T Tallarico, etc., claiming he's not a man. In fact, I'm going to play a little clip of one of the goons, Republican goons out there. You might have heard of him, Stephen Miller, who he's like a Nazi Nosferatu, like a Timu Nazi or something. And he had this to say about Tallarico.
All I can say about Tallarico is that Texas is not going to elect an individual, I can't call him a man, who knows what gender he is, but they're not going to elect an individual, an entity, who has said the thing that he loves most in the whole world are trans children. He's a weird, strange, bizarre, totally unelectable human who is never, ever, ever going to be the senator from the great state of Texas.
Now, if you know anything about Steve Miller, okay, like, you know that he's an absolute creep. Not a man at all. Like, if you were to look at his videos from high school and college, he was clearly virtually an incel and completely unliked by everyone. And he's not a man. Like, I could literally just probably kick the shit out of him myself. You know what I'm saying? And probably anybody could. So this idea that he is the arbiter of what a man's supposed to be is laughable. And really, when you think about all of the Republicans who are making fun of James Tallarico, like Donald Trump, you know, Stephen Miller, Josh Hawley. You might remember during the January 6th riots, Josh Hawley was running down the hall trying to get away from the mob, you know, practically with a stream of piss running out from behind him. Trump is not a man, okay? He refused to serve the country five times for bone spurs, okay? He stole money from kids' cancer charities. All right, he's ripped off everybody he's ever known. He's hardly the definition of a man. This is a person who is unable to tell the truth at all, you know. The Republican Party, in a general sense, these are not men. These are basically criminals, right, who are all unfaithful to their wives. A lot of them are in the closet, like Lindsey Graham. Lindsey Graham is going to make fun of somebody's manhood. I mean, that guy is a complete fucking faggot, all right? An embarrassing faggot who votes against his own kind. You know what I'm saying? The Republican Party is just full of liars and grifters and con artists. And they love to call people names and call into question somebody's sexuality. Stephen Miller has gone so far as to say that Tallarico might be transgender, which is ludicrous beyond belief, you know. Now, I disagree entirely with this this sort of action hero idea that the right has about manhood, that everybody, a real man, has to be an Arnold Schwarzenegger dropping out of a helicopter and blowing everybody away and before he fucks the girl, you know. It's projection, you know. It's kind of like how those incels would try to, like, project sort of an alpha aesthetic, trying to mask their insecurities. And it's just, to me, I find it to be very pathetic, you know. Now, James Tallarico did offer an explanation, a defense of himself against these attacks. I want to let you listen to what he had to say.
And so I grew up understanding that's what being a man is all about. It's taking responsibility. It is upholding your commitments to your family and to your neighbors. It's doing the right thing even when no one is watching. It's that strength, that character, that integrity. Real men don't lie and cheat their way through life. They don't enrich themselves by stealing from other people. They don't sell their soul to the highest bidder. I said at that event, real men serve others, weak men serve themselves. Mm-hmm. And so I'm looking forward to having this debate about what it means to be a man, because they're trying to define it one way. And a lot of young men, the young men that are coming to our events, they're trying to figure that out in this changing world. And I want to provide them a different understanding of what being a man is all about. Yeah. And I think it's resonating with people.
So once again, obviously, James Tallarico can defend himself very well. He reminds me a lot of Pete Buttigieg, except the straight version of Pete Buttigieg. They're both highly intelligent men who can go into any snake pit and just, like, decimate their opposition with logic and sound argument. And I thought James Tallarico gave a great defense of himself, definitely pointed out the logical fallacies and what they're accusing him of, and by using their own examples, by using the example of Trump or Stephen Miller or any of these other clowns. And I think we have to start thinking about masculinity in those kinds of terms, you know. I don't know what you might consider to be the greatest man who ever lived, but lots of people have, or what your definition of a man is. For me, I consider Jesus to be the greatest man who ever lived and the greatest example of a man who ever lived. If you think about, he was firm and intelligent and compassionate. He built up the weak. He protected the weak and the downtrodden. He spoke the truth to people. He stood up against lies, and he changed the world. I mean, he was only active really in his ministry for 3.5 years, but throughout, you know, his course of life, you know, he's only lived for 33.5 years, but those three and a half years that he was in his ministry, I mean, he changed the world. You know what I'm saying? Like, he had a more profound effect on the world than anything Donald Trump could even imagine in his most dementia-addled brain could ever imagine. So, I that's how I look at that. So I look at Jesus' example as a real example of a real man. When you compare these cartoon versions of manhood that the right props up, compared to the pure truth of manhood that Jesus exemplified, there simply isn't a comparison. You know what I'm saying? And I feel secure in saying that. I mean, I understand that I'm a faggot, and maybe I don't have a dog in this fight at all, but as somebody who teaches hierarchy and stands up for hierarchy, I feel like it's my duty when I see things that are warping, and Trump and company are absolutely warping this idea of manhood and what a man should be. And I hate the fact that young males, young alphas are being influenced by what I consider to be almost like demonic teachings on the subject. And so I have to call it out the way I see it. So I would be interested to hear what you have to say about this. Maybe you'd have an example of a real man. Another real man, I would say, would be like Abraham Lincoln. You know, he would be another person I would hold up to that kind of standard. but maybe you have somebody else that would be that for you. It definitely is not Trump, okay? I'm just telling you, it's definitely not Trump. And it's definitely not Stephen Miller, okay? Anyway, I'll wrap this up, but I'm just glad to get to talk to you guys again. I hope you have a great week, and I will talk to you next week, okay? Love ya. Bye.